And I'm not recording anymore.
Oh, I thought you were going to say, and I wasn't recording at all. Let's do it again, because I didn't record.
Are you serious?
No, I'm kidding. The when you said Tenable, it made me think of Tenant, which is a movie that just came. It was the first movie that went into the theaters after the...
Oh, yeah, it was the... I believe it was the
Christopher
Nolan. Part two to that. Don't say anything because the creatures hear you talk. Was that, wasn't that?
Oh, I don't think so.
Oh, okay. I don't know.
It was a time travel movie. It hit HBO Max and I watched it and I really wish I had that 2 hours and 30 minutes of my life back.
Wow.
It was not good.
I hate when that happens.
Not good at all. So.
Okay.
Just thought I'd let you know that as a public service announcement from me to you. Don't watch Tenet. It's a piece of shit.
Okay. Let me find this where, so I can send it to you before I...
You gotta find it so you can send it to me?
There it is. Mm-hmm. There it is.
Oh, there it is. It's floating right there.
Darned Elvis, you motherfucker. Mm-hmm. I gotta get rid of that shithole whore. Why is that there? 210518. There'd be. Okay. All right. It's going into the hole, Daniel. It's going into the hole. It's gone under the boat. It's gone under the boat.
It's time for me to trim my beard because this is too much. And that's,
oh, I hate that. I keep mine incredibly short because I can't stand that feeling of.
See, I have to keep it longer on the chin so that my face isn't so round.
Oh, you have a design.
See, it's like,
I do it because it almost, not really, but almost gives me a chin line because I have George Lucas neck. I was blessed with George Lucas neck, and I don't know why. None of my family, even when they got fat, had George Lucas neck.
Maybe it's because you work in the business.
Maybe. I don't know.
Maybe they were right.
I don't know any
Maybe
more about anything. Were
right. Maybe the Republicans are right, and Hollywood is just run by Satan.
Satan?
Satan?
Can you say Satan?
I saw a thing today on the TikToks.
Yes.
Someone took a round plate, a flat metal plate.
Yes.
And they laid bacon lengthwise and widthwise and weaved it.
Yes.
Got that? So you're following me so far? You get what I'm saying? And then they cut the edges so that it was perfectly round.
That I have not seen.
And then they took that bacon, picked it up as a whole piece, and draped it over two prongs in the oven on the pan. You know what I'm saying? So like your oven pan.
Rack?
Yeah, the oven rack. And then you have the prongs that go across them. So it took up two of them. So it was wider and it held, so the bulk of the bacon hung down into the oven. And then there was two prongs wide holding it up at the top. You following me? Yeah. And then they cooked it at 180 for 20 minutes. But they put a drip pan underneath it, obviously. So. And
hopefully.
They cooked it 180 for 20 minutes, and then they had little bacon taco shells.
Oh, yeah. How fun.
Now, for someone who does keto, that is...
Perfection,
that's
baby.
That's a game changer there.
That's what I was going to say. They call that a game changer.
That's a game changer. But, you mean I could make bacon taco shells?
Son of a bitch.
That's because, you see all the other things where he's like, I have a little mini waffle maker and I take an egg and I crack it in with some pesto. And
I make chaffles.
I make a little egg waffle and I use that for bread for my sandwich. It's like,
those are called chaffles.
Okay, but you know what it tastes like eating a sandwich with eggs?
Well, it's actually eggs and cheese. So
yeah, but it tastes like crap.
Yeah.
Tastes like crap. It tastes like eating an Egg McMuffin. It's like, which is not what I want. I want a sandwich.
I like Egg McMuffins.
Now, what I do take a bell pepper and I have put tuna fish in the bell pepper and then use the bell pepper as bread. Like, cut the bell pepper in half and put the tuna fish in.
Why do you suppose that people, and it's the majority of people, refer to it as tuna fish rather than just tuna? This always confuses me.
Because that is how it is labeled in the grocery store.
No, I think it's just labeled tuna, Daniel. Methane that is reeking out your hole right now, baby. It's that Socratic upbringing. Every fucking thing has to be an argument, and you always have to take the exact opposite position. On the can, it does not say tuna fish. It says tuna or albacore, fresh in oil, fresh in water. It does not say tuna fish.
Solid light tuna. Chunk light tuna, a solid white albacore. Mm-hmm. This one says tuna salad on it. You're right. It doesn't say tuna.
So
fish.
Why is my question? Is it just the same reason that people say tinfoil when it's tinfoil hasn't been around since 1902 and it's been aluminum foil forever?
See, now I could conjecture, but then you're just going to go off on this whole thing. Because if you remember right before I said, right before you went off on your last thing. On your whole methane thing. And you went on a whole, like a whole 20-minute spiel about your methane. Did you hear what I said?
Because you said, but the can says tuna fish, which is absolute bullshit.
No, I think.
It is recorded. Oh, I know. You said it's because the can says tuna fish. You didn't say because I think the can says tuna fish.
I said something along the lines of it's because the can says it, I think. But you didn't hear the last I think because you'd already launched into your methane thing. So I don't know. I don't know why it's called tuna fish instead of tuna, because if I were to guess, you're just going to accuse me of... It's like, it was just an opinion. It's like, I wasn't stating as a fact.
When you listen to it back and you don't re-edit it so that your point is made, when you listen to it back, you will hear, if you listen truly, listen with an unbiased ear, oft times, and in this instance specifically, oft times you will pronounce opinions as if they were facts. It's being firm in your conviction, even if your conviction isn't sure. Oftentimes, Daniel, you will do that. You will present opinion as fact. That's what it sounded like when you said to me, but it says it on the can. I said, why do people call it tuna fish? And you said, well, because it says it on the can. As if, duh, Scott, it's because it says it on the can. So that's why I launched into my, what you would call a tirade, I would call an energized exchange. Did you pass away? Are you pissed off or are you looking?
I'm reading an article.
So you just wanted to completely pull away from the conversation.
No. We're not going to get anywhere on that. It's like, I'll listen to it back. I'll listen to it back. But here, I found this article. Why do we say
tuna fish?
As a linguist at the University of Florida for more than 30 years and an author of several English grammar books, I have long been interested in syntax. Blah, blah, blah. So it's an whole article here. Why do we say tuna fish, but not bass fish or shark fish? Isn't fish redundant after tuna?
I would love to read that article. Could you possibly send me a link?
I will. Short answer is no, because there is actually another tuna unrelated to fish, the prickly pear cactus.
Oh, right. Okay. The prickly pear tuna cactus.
No, the prickly pear cactus is called tuna. And the word tuna in Spanish can mean prickly pear, she says. I don't know. This is a linguist. I'm sending you the article. Let's see. If I send it to you in the Zoom chat, will you know how to get it?
Probably not. If I have to just click a... No.
There's a little chat down at the bottom.
Got a Zoom chat.
Yeah,
a little Zoom chat. Got it.
Yeah, there you go.
Now, does that take me out of... No, there you are. Okay, mm-hmm. Good. I got it. It's up. Mm-hmm. By Kevin McCarthy. Mm-hmm. Boy, first of all, there's an actor named Kevin McCarthy, but then there's also a fucked up Republican dickweed named Kevin McCarthy.
I don't.
Let's talk about Republicans, shall we?
Let's talk about Republicans. Why do Republicans say tuna fish?
And tin foil.
Mm-hmm. Or Kleenex.
Scott tissue.
Oh, someone is saying that codfish is sometimes used. But no, I hear cod more than I hear codfish. Mm-hmm. Catfish, but that's its name. It's called a catfish, for God's sake.
That's right.
Swordfish.
You wouldn't call it a cat. That would be silly.
That would be silly.
Can I have some cat on toast? That would
be silly.
I'd like a breaded cat.
Mm-hmm. Anyway. Yeah, yes. I don't know. I don't know why. That's the closest, that's the only thing I've read from anyone close to an expert, some linguist that says, oh, yeah, because tuna
in Spanish can perfectly pair.
And they buy tuna fish in Spanish-speaking countries.
I don't know.
Oh, Nextdoor has updated their terms of service. Fucking, have you ever heard of this Nextdoor?
No.
Nextdoor is a website that you can go to, and then you put in your zip code, and then they link you up with, you know, message boards for people just in your immediate area. That's why it's called Nextdoor. So people will post things in there like, last night I heard a loud explosion and I wonder what it was. And somebody else will go, oh yeah, I actually was on the street at the time and I could tell you what it was. You know, just stupid things like that.
I think Drew used to be on something similar to that.
Let me tell you, because of fucking Republicans, this thing degrades so quickly. So quickly. Because, you know, it's going to be a post is like, well, before they made us like wear these damn masks and do everything, then I could go outside and, you know, rake my leaves. And now I guess I just can't, you know, it's like, it's always, you know, it's like, you know how Republicans are. They got to make everything political. They got to make everything, you know, they're the victim and everything. And they also just have this thing of their suspicious looking person walking around the neighborhood. It's like, oh, you mean black person? Yeah.
Yes, exactly.
And it's how it gets, right? And so it's just very, I only joined it because I wanted to ask a question. I was looking like, hey, has anybody hired a plumber? You know, is there any recommendations for plumbers or something like that? And nobody ever replied to mine because they were all busy fighting on each other's. Why isn't the pool open? It's like, because there's a pandemic going, well, fake pandemic. I don't understand why I can't swim in the pool because we have a community pool.
They believe that the pandemic is fake, but they also believe that the election was stolen.
Yeah. You want to hear? Here's the greatest thing that I read today. And then I'm going to let you go because I can smell the food cooking downstairs. This is the greatest thing that I heard today. There was a screenshot of an conversation on some conservative blog somewhere. I don't know the source. I just saw the screenshot of it. Where a person was arguing that they are now going to wear a mask outside because they don't want to be accused of having gotten vaccinated.
Oh my God. I just
because you know one of their beliefs is that the vaccine causes you to sterilize people. Like if I had been vaccinated and I breathe on your daughter, she's now sterile. And so they, you know, they're trying to stay away from vaccinated people because they believe that the government has put, you know, chemicals in this vaccine to sterilize the population.
Our government can't find its ass with both hands. Why do these people think that they're doing so many things like this?
One of the greatest TikToks that I saw the other day was an ex-military guy who's like, you guys thinking that these viruses are tracking you? I was in Afghanistan. We had military-grade satellite phones, and $600,000 radios, and we couldn't find anyone.
That's right. That's fucking right.
So it's just like, you're overestimating exactly what people can do. Anyway, you know what, Scott? It was lovely to talk to you and let you vent. I hope that you feel better now. I'm sure that Adam will be deleting both of our entries out of his address book.
Well, Adam just posted Geeky Gay, so I'm going to go listen to today's Geeky Gay and find out if he's still talking about it.
Oh, yo, I can't guarantee you.
No, he's not.
No, but here's the thing. I think Throwing Down is about to start on Pride 48. I think they record, Throwing Down on Tuesday nights. So he may be, if you know, if Batance gets a whiff of it, he's gonna drag it out. So.
Who?
Exactly. Good night, Scott.
Good night, Daniel.
Tell Drew I said hi.
And Zachy.